Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Three children were found safe about 40 minutes after leaving Hallsboro Artesia School Monday morning. Columbus County Schools said the children disappeared during physical education, and the school resource officer immediately called for assistance. The children were found unharmed a short distance away. We have much more on this story on our website. Bladen County authorities are investigating a shooting on Graham Road in East Arcadia. The Columbus deputies were called to assist in the investigation around 8 p.m. Sunday. Bladen County Sheriff's Office has released no additional information about the killing. Jeannie McPherson announced Friday that she will challenge Ricky Bullard for the District 6 seat on the County Board of Commissioners. McPherson is Secretary of the County Republican Party and lives in Beaver Dam. Bullard has been on the County Board for 20 years. Almost 6 months after Election Day, one North Carolina race is still up in the air. Two recounts confirmed Allison Riggs as the winner in the state Supreme Court race, but only 734 votes separate her from Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. On Friday, a state appeals court narrowly sided with Griffin's request to challenge 60,000 votes he said were wrongly added to the final count. The case will be appealed. The State Board of Elections urges all voters to double-check your registration information to ensure that the information is accurate and complete. Wyville City Council tonight will hear updates on the city budget, the Lee and Franklin Street improvement projects, and the airport sewer expansion. Columbus County Connections is today from 4 to 6 p.m. at Penn's Grill in downtown Wyville. The program explores oral histories of Columbus County. The event is free. Refreshments will be provided by Penn's, and everyone is welcome. DMV license offices in Elizabethtown and Wyville are now open at 7 a.m. as of yesterday. The move was announced recently by the Department of Motor Vehicles. Elizabethtown's tag agency also reopened Monday under a new private contractor. It's Week of the Young Child, and Columbus County Partnership for Children has special programs each day this week. Today, they'll be offering a virtual presentation on growing your own healthy foods. Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Elf Center, they'll be hosting Working Together Wednesday. Thursday from 6 until 7:30 p.m. is the art exhibit by local children. That's going to be at the Columbus County Arts Council. Friday is Family Fun Day at the Museum of Science starting at 10:30. Look for more on the story online. You can also look them up on Facebook to find out about more. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and Light the Lake is tonight from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at Lake Waccamaw. The annual event raises awareness for child abuse. The walk and candlelight vigil will begin at 400 Flemington Drive. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on Wednesday. The field day will be at Wyville High School at the soccer field. Sponsors are needed for the event. Volunteers are also welcome, whether you can help with the event or just be a cheerleader. Contact Kristen Green or the Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th, and organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite, the Oinka Walk along the River Walk. We'll see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. Cooperative Extension will host the Master Gardener Educational Series tonight at 6 p.m. Amy Mead of Brunswick Extension will be giving an in-depth talk on pond management. It's going to be at the Extension office at 45 Government Complex Road, Wyville. There's no cost, and the public is welcome. For more information, call 910-640-6605. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.